Hello, everyone. So this is a lot different from practicing this in the kitchen with my dad last night. This is a lot more intimidating. So when I was a child, I often, like most children do, asked a lot of questions. And one of my biggest concerns was that I would always be told that cutting down trees, like they couldn't feel the pain. I was like, when you cut off your leg, it would hurt a lot, right? And my mom would be like, yeah, no, it doesn't really feel that. So later on, I was like, are you sure? You're positive? And the answer was still no. And it was interesting because in class yesterday, we were talking about the interconnectedness of the world. And we learned that plants actually do feel emotion. So you can't help but accept this because our whole lives were taught that living things feel emotion, except for plants. So when we silence nature, sorry, a little nerve-wracking. We silence nature when nature has so much to say. So today I will be the voice for the silenced. Mother Nature is screaming to me and to you that she is hurting. We have damaged her in all of her glory. Her arctics are melting, her corals are dying, and her animals are going extinct. And we cannot hear her aggravated cry for help. Mother Nature is all-knowing. She is connected to you through the tree that you brushed against today and the animals that crawl and leap and bound. She lives and breathes. But right now, she is choking. She is sputtering for each breath as Australia is ignited in flames and burns as it licks across her forests. She is drowning in melting glaciers and cries over her extinct animals. She can only get her breath back if you stop the fire. She will only breathe if we help pull her up. We are all connected, and only we can stop the suffering of Mother Nature. We inhabit her world together, and she is crying for our help. What are we going to do about it? Will we ignore her plea for help or act on it?
So the title of the sermon today is Be the Change, and I'm going to share with you of ways that you can be the change, or the ways that I am trying to be the change. So one of the major aspects about climate change is global warming. And from my understanding of it, as an example, our future generations shouldn't have to view like polar bears and penguins as how we view dinosaurs today, how we have to read about them and not knowing, say that they lived in, you know, a little nerve-wracking. I also did this with my mother in the kitchen this morning, so a little later than she did, so a little rusty. So as I was saying, one of the ways that I am trying to be the change is what my family does is we recycle. And so that's one way that you can be the change. Even if it's okay. Even if it's like you go to Starbucks and you get a coffee, maybe just rinse that cup out, take that 5 seconds to rinse the cup out and put it in your recycling bin. That 5 seconds is not going to, you know, kill you to do. Maybe being more energy efficient. So, like, my family, we have a Keurig at home, and we try to, like, unplug it when we're not using it. So not only will it be more energy efficient, but it'll not cost as much money, which I think everybody likes. And spread the word. So one of the ways that I found out about Australia's fires was on my Instagram. And that's, this generation is all about social media. And that's one of the ways that youth find out about certain things, because we'll have like celebrities or our friends post stuff about it, and that's how we know, and then we also share the word. So one way you could do that is just by having like a conversation with somebody, or if you have social media, you can post something just to get the word out. So one other way I'm trying to work on being the change for climate change is I take my sister to her Taekwondo every day, and it's around 5 o'clock, and being a junior in high school gets a little tiring by the end of the day. So normally what I would do is I would sit there in the car with the car on for about an hour and a half, take a nap. So something that I started doing was, this may be a little weird, turn off the car. I have a blanket and a pillow, and I take a nap in the trunk. A little weird. I've had some people, you know, looking like, what's that girl doing in the trunk? Maybe I, surprised nobody's called the police, being like, hey, there's a girl in the trunk. But yeah, that is one way that I've helped with that. So I would like to share a quote for you that I found, and it's kind of like, not blew my mind, but I was like, yeah, that's true. Here it is. We are living on a planet as if we have another one to go to. And that's by Taryn Swinger. And, you know, that is true. We think about how, like, the way we use it, we can just throw it away and just get a new one. Like a phone, just take it. Some people don't care for it. That's okay, just get a new one. So that's the way we need to treat our planet, as if, you know, we don't have another planet to go to. Like the you said, we're not going to Mars. It's not going to happen. So we need to cherish this planet, because the world doesn't want to be saved. It wants to be loved. And just remember that there is no planet B. So now we are going to go around the congregation and ask ways which you are going to be the change.
Okay. Anybody?
I'm going to try to carpool more and maybe ride my bike in to work. Whatever I can, and when Connor's maybe up to it, he'll go with me.
Cool.
I will say you give a whole new meaning to I recycle lots. And I try to have my car not leave my driveway at least one day a week.
Thank you. Is there anybody else?
We do a recycling. We try to make all of our trips to town count rather than making several trips. We try to combine as many into one as possible. And being a crafter, I reuse as much as I possibly can.
Okay, I only got two legs.
We talked about recycling. I think going to the root cause is for us to tell the manufacturers, the packaging people, please rethink what you're doing. Don't use styrofoam for vegetables. Don't use plastic wrap. Sell it to us fresh. Sell it to us directly.
We recycle a lot. Ron's a minimalist, so it's pretty easy at our house. For one thing, we don't waste food. And if you want more tips, read Elizabeth Anderson's son's book, David Anderson, called Treading Lightly. It's really helpful.
I'm going to vote for a candidate who supports the Green New Deal. Yes.
I think that everyone deserves a chance to help because it's not just what you do, it's what everyone does together as one person.
I try to educate people I know about planting native plants in their yard and not to use pesticides. So the two of those things together bring more bees and butterflies to our world. Keep them going.
My mom is always, like, telling us to not waste plastic because, like, 90% or a ton of plastic is just one-time use, and even a lot of recycling isn't actually getting recycled, so we just need to cut down what we're using, like, single-use plastics and even, like, things that can be recycled. We need to stop using as much because a lot of things that we think we're recycling aren't actually getting recycled.
I try to go to the farmer's market and the Allen Street farmer's market. I feel like it's going all winter. It's still happening on Wednesdays from 3 to 6. And they have, they must have greenhouses. Because there's lettuce, and there's potatoes and carrots, and they have a lot of stuff still. And so I try to, in the summertime, I try and go there. It's hard because I work on Wednesdays, so at that time. But I try to do that as much as I can and support our local farmers, and then that also cuts down on packaging and just supporting them so that we have more of them, because I'd rather eat locally grown food than food grown someplace else.
When we moved here about 12 years ago, my neighbor, Joanne Hubbard, called me into her garage and showed me how she collects styrofoam. And she created a beast because we live right parallel to Spartan Street. So when I walk my dog, I go through everybody's garbage and I collect all the styrofoam. So in move-in and move-in, every year, as I walk my dog, I bring extra bags, and I do. I go through their garbages, and I take styrofoam, and then I go up Coolidge Road and get rid of it, or combine with Joanne's in her garage. So thank you, Joanne, for helping me know how to deal with some styrofoam.
And you have to find out where the styrofoam place is to take it. It's not too far away in East Lansing. Hazlitt, couple things. So many trees are being cut down. Plant a tree. I've planted 2 mature trees. We need the oxygen that the trees give us. So everybody should tell their friends, please plant a tree. One radical thing I'm going to say is, unless you really have to, stop ordering online. Shop locally. We're putting carbon dioxide into the air and all the bad fumes from all these trucks. When you're on the highway, you see all these transport trucks. They're bringing stuff that you ordered on Amazon. you know, for hundreds of miles to get to you. The other thing is, please talk to your congressman about solar, wind, and geothermal sources of energy. We have to stop using fossil fuels.
Okay, sorry, that was the last one. I'm glad to see how everybody had what they do for climate change or what they want others to do. And I'm going to challenge you guys, out of everything that you've heard today, to at least try to do one thing that this week that can climate change.